It is Monday, August 12th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The 15th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series concludes with the Amina Figueroa Quintet at Walton Arts Center Star Theater Friday, August 16th at 8 p.m. That's this Friday. This jazz pianist and composer has appeared at the Newport Jazz Fest, Dizzy's Jazz Club at Lincoln Center, and the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Tickets and more information available online at KUAF.com or waltonartcenter.org. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the musical instruments that could only be made by Ed Stilley. He created his guitars, mandolins, and fiddles by hand, and used spring, saw blades, and Dixie cups to construct them. We'll hear about a new exhibit of his instruments opening soon at Walton Arts Center, and we'll hear a new song written about him, played on two of the instruments he made. Plus, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art prepares for the 1 millionth visit, and in about 7 minutes, an update on an ambitious effort by the Old Fort Homeless Coalition. First, Arkansas's plan to expand health care coverage is at the center of a panel discussion in Washington, D.C. today. Arkansas's approach toward implementing the Affordable Care Act by bypassing expanding Medicaid and instead providing premium subsidies for private plans is unique in the nation. Dr. Joe Thompson, Arkansas Surgeon General, said during the hearing, which was broadcast by C-SPAN, that the state's compromise approach was driven by a divided political climate.
In the last legislative session in January, I would say that opened with a strong impetus not to take advantage of the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. After a fairly tumultuous process, our Republican leadership challenged the Democratic administration to say if we can use the commercial sector to strengthen the competitiveness of our market and to explicitly not expand the Medicaid's encroachment into our delivery system, they might come along with a plan.
Dr. Thompson said that every county in Arkansas has at least 20% of its population uninsured, with some counties as many as 40% uninsured. Thompson lauded advertising campaigns as a critical component of reaching out to nearly 500,000 Arkansans who don't have health insurance. Central Arkansas Water has hired a consultant to assess what risks an ExxonMobil pipeline could have on the Lake Maumelle watershed. The Pegasus Pipeline, which ruptured in Mayflower in March, crosses through the watershed. Tectonic Engineering and Surveying Consultants was awarded a $160,000 contract to assess vulnerabilities that may exist in the watershed. Central Arkansas Water Protection Manager John Tynan says the assessment will evaluate the entire system.
That includes things like the ExxonMobil pipeline and the risks it might pose to Lake Maumelle and drinking water quality, but also addresses natural hazards like tornadoes and ice storms, addresses terrorist acts to the system, cybersecurity threats. It's a comprehensive assessment of our potential risks and vulnerabilities throughout the entire system.
Tynan says it's anticipated that the bulk of the work will be done throughout 2014 because they are going to evaluate all of their facilities, not just Lake Maumelle. The last vulnerability assessment done by Central Arkansas Water was completed a decade ago. The Rogers School District will begin the new school year with three times the amount of internet bandwidth than it had at the end of classes in May. Chris Carter, the district's chief information officer, says the district increased its bandwidth in July with the beginning of the new fiscal year.
Again, we were at 200, which was, we were starting to peg the 200 toward the end of last school year. But we had already planned because we had to negotiate this back in December. So we knew that in July we would be at 600.
Those numbers Carter is using refer to the megabits per second available to the district. For matters of comparison, the basic tier of residential internet service typically starts at 1 megabit per second, and Netflix recommends a 5 megabit connection for delivery of high-definition movies. And it is the proliferation of rich multimedia content in the classroom, Carter says, is the reason for the expanded broadband connectivity. But he says the state recommends even more bandwidth when Common Core is fully implemented.
The state is recommending that we have 100 megabytes per 1,000 students for Common Core. So that would have us at 1.4 gigabits if we're at 14,000. And then beyond that, if we do what there's a group of educators that have recommended for years 17, 18 that we'll be at like 2.4 gigs, but I don't see that happening. If what they recommend is in place, I don't think there's enough bandwidth in the country for all of the schools to have what they recommend.
The group Carter referred to is the State Educational Technology Directors Association. He says the group also recommends schools have 1 gigabyte per second or 1,000 megabits per second per 1,000 students and staff by the 2017-2018 school year as mandatory digital courses come online. Carter says based on current internet rates, the district pays, and based on current enrollment growth, the district could pay as much as $2.4 million annually for that level of internet service. Today is the last day of early voting in Springdale's special election to fill a vacancy on the city council. The election to fill the Ward 4 Position 1 seat, vacated by the resignation of Alderman Bobby Stout, will be held from 7:30 to 7:30 tomorrow at polling places throughout Springdale. Three candidates, Mitch Miller, Mike Lawson, and Rick Culver, are seeking the seat, which will expire next year. For a full list of polling places, you can visit the county's website at co.washington.ar.us. and visit the County Election Commission page under the Departments tab. And a special election will be held tomorrow in Paris. Mayor Daniel Rogers says that the election is for a 1% permanent sales tax that will raise an estimated $200,000 annually to eliminate sanitation fees for city residents and raise an additional $300,000 annually to fund water and sewer improvements.
We have a lot of our water and sewer lines that are near 100 years old. We've been on water conservation for 7 or 8 years in a row, except this year. I put us on for about a week at one time when it got dry, but we've been in good shape this year due to all the rain, but that's been a problem. This tax will fix these problems over time because we'll have new money that we're putting in there that we have not been putting over there over the last 20 to 30 years. This would give us a plan to start looking at our current and future deficiencies now into the next 20, 30, 40 years.
Early voting continues today at the Logan County Courthouse. Voting tomorrow for all of Paris's three wards take place from 7:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. at the Paris Community Center. If you're not ready to give up swimming for the summer and you live in Fayetteville, you're in luck. The Fayetteville City Pool at Wilson Park is open an additional week. Instead of closing yesterday, the pool will now remain open through Sunday. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will return to Arvest Ballpark tomorrow night to begin a homestand after finishing up a 6-game Texas road swing this weekend. The Nats shut out the San Antonio Missions last night 9-0 to end that road trip. The Naturals return home tomorrow for 7 games that will begin with 3 against Corpus Christi. Cloudy, a 70% chance of more rain tonight, possibly some thunderstorms. Lows will be in the upper 60s in northwest Arkansas. Tonight for the Arkansas River Valley, a 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of rain in northwest Arkansas with highs around 83. It's a 70% chance of rain tomorrow for the River Valley, highs in the mid-80s. And for Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of rain in northwest Arkansas with lows in the upper 60s. Tuesday night for the Arkansas River Valley, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. We'll be right back.